Welcome to the I Am Worthy podcast, where we don't believe in choosing between this or that, but instead we are worthy of it all. I am your host, Brittany Noel, and despite being a licensed therapist, I know better than anybody what it's like to struggle with the doubt and fears behind the pursuit of your success in life, love, and your purpose. So join me as I uncover the secrets to becoming unapologetically worthy so that you can have, do, and be all things. Welcome back to the I Am Worthy podcast, you guys. I am Brittany Noel. I am a therapist, a speaker, a coach, an author. But today I'm just your host and I am your friend on this journey as we continue to discover what it means to be unapologetically worthy in every area of your life. So welcome back to another episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel so that you can get notified when I'm dropping some great, amazing content. Like this video, share this video with whoever you think needs it. So on today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about a phrase that I say a lot, and I want to break it down so that you understand what I mean when I say things like, it's time for you to show up for yourself. And that is what our episode is about today. Realizing that to be a woman who believes that she is worthy, it means that I have to show up for me. It means that I have to be accountable to myself. And so today I want to talk about what does it practically mean when you show up for yourself. Becoming a woman who believes that she's worthy, when she shows up for herself, first of all, she understands that there is an action behind showing up. There is an action behind you being accountable for yourself. So showing up for yourself the same way I would look for somebody else to show up for me by what actions they take. Do they follow through? Okay. Do they answer my phone calls? Do they return the text messages? Are they physically there when I need them? Do they take me places? Are they physically by my side to share different moments in life? Those are all examples of how other people show up for us. So my question now becomes, how well do you show up for yourself? And showing up for yourself means that you are willing to take the actions necessary that push you into becoming the next version of the type of person you want to become. So in your head, if you see yourself as having this beautiful, big personality, what behaviors have you held yourself accountable for doing that pushes that personality out of you? Are you still picking clothes that allow you to hide? Are you choosing safe hairstyles or the safe outfit? Are you looking for ways in your life that you can physically put an action towards showing up for me? Sometimes showing up for you means that you can't silence that thought that you normally wouldn't say in that argument. Showing up for yourself means that I have to verbally set the boundary with anyone in my life. Showing up for myself means that I'm willing to actually verbalize what my ask is instead of dropping hints, hoping that someone gets what I'm trying to say. So showing up for yourself, first understand that it is an action attached to what it is that I'm becoming, who it is that I'm becoming. So what actions have you been delaying? What actions have you been putting off? And what actions do you need to start putting in place to finally say, I have reached a point to where I show up for me if nobody else does? Showing up for yourself also means, you guys, that you are willing to sit with yourself. That whether it's an early Sunday morning, whether it's late at night, whether it's just walking on a hiking trail, that you are willing to sit with yourself in your own emotions, that you're willing to feel the emotions that you haven't had time to process, that you're actually questioning, what is that? How did that make me feel? Why did it make me feel this way? What do I need emotionally so that I can sit into a place of peace, happiness, and joy instead of this fear, frustration, and anguish that I'm feeling? One of the ways in which we participate in self-neglect is not acknowledging our emotions. So being a woman who understands that she's worthy, it means that she values sitting in a place of peace. And you cannot do that if you are at war with yourself. So as you are moving through life and you're experiencing emotions every day, are you showing up for yourself by taking the time that's needed to actually sort through those emotions, to find answers to the questions that you haven't been asking? Showing up for yourself looks a lot like journaling about how you feel, going to the therapist and talking about how you feel. Showing up for yourself means actually putting a name to your emotions instead of saying things like, girl, I'm just feeling some type of way. If you were in a relationship with you, if you were dating yourself, would you be happy with the type of communication that's been going on between you and you? So the conversation has to get deeper with yourself about what you need, about what you need to be happy, what you need to feel desired, what you need to feel successful or accomplished. But that only happens when you are willing to sit with yourself. The last thing that I want you guys to know about showing up for you, showing up for yourself means that you love yourself enough to push yourself into the environments that make you uncomfortable. That means going to new places physically that force you to grow. That means volunteering for the leadership assignment. That means putting your hand up when people are asking for leaders to stand up. That means putting yourself in situations that force your gift and cultivate your gift. Showing up for yourself means that I love myself too much to sit in this very small version of what my life can be. That I love myself enough to push me into whatever situation is required so that I can grow. You guys know, I always say for the longest, I always said I was an introvert. Don't want to talk to nobody. I'll be by myself. We ain't got to have no conversations. And that's what I enjoyed doing. That's what made me happy on that level. But when I started accepting the bigger parts of who I was, it meant that I had to push myself into situations that required that I, one, stand on a stage, that I be willing to hold the microphone, that I be willing to put myself in front of an audience and be seen. That's what it means when I say show up for yourself. Showing up for yourself means I'm not allowing myself to maintain this very small version of who I am. And that means if I gotta push myself into something uncomfortable, if I have to say something that makes me uncomfortable, if I have to do something that makes me uncomfortable, I'm willing to do it. So I question, what is it that you need to do to be uncomfortable in this next season of your life? What things need to be said? What conversations need to be had? What actions must be taken so that you can finally move into a season where you are authentic, you are transparent, you are real about what makes you you? Because that's where your power is. So I challenge you to start showing up for you in every area of your life because you are worthy of it.
Brittany, it's Friday. I ain't seen you all week. Where you at? I'm looking for you. Come on now. We're missing class. Let's get it.
Y'all seen Brittany?
Oh, you see Brittany?
Nah, I hadn't seen you. You know where she's at?
I don't know. Let me see if I can find her.
I've been trying to reach you for the past 2 days, and I haven't heard from you. Call me back when you get this message. Where's Brittany?
I've been in bloom. The journey to becoming the highest version of yourself begins now. Order your In Full Bloom workbook today. in the comments below. I want you to tell me, where in your life are you about to start showing up for you? Where are you about to start processing your emotions? Where are you about to start using your voice? What stage are you about to take? What microphone will you hold? How are you about to start showing up for you? Until our next episode, make sure that you like, share this video with somebody that you think needs it, somebody that you think is ready to start showing up bigger in their life. Comment below, and I'll talk to you guys later.